leader.
Dozens of police in police squad cars pulled up at the University of Juba's main gate and beat up about 10 students carrying placards using baton sticks this morning. Administrators reopened the institution today after closing it a month ago as a way to pressure students into paying their fees before attending lectures. After binding their hands and legs, police officers threw 4 students in the back of the police vehicles and drove off to a nearby detention facility. Deng Mon, one of the arrested students, told South Sudan in Focus at the detention facility that the group was calling for the reinstatement of the students whom Vice Chancellor Professor Akech dismissed last month when they were confronted by the police. Mon says the students were exercising their free speech rights in a peaceful manner when police beat them with batons.
We were just calling our slogan. And then police confront us. They beat us and they throw us into the jungle.
In late October, Vice Chancellor Akech issued an order dismissing 14 students from the university and suspending 14 others for at least 2 years. Akech accused the students of provoking unrest on campus earlier this year. Mon says the purpose of today's protest was to shine a spotlight on what he calls the unlawful dismissal of his colleagues.
You can get students around the university and outside are prevented to enter the university premises. So arrest and their colleagues are continuing the research, are continuing with the lectures. We are calling for the human rights group to look into the situation of those detained students who have been dismissed. And we are also calling higher education ministry and other authority concerned with the ministry of with education so that the students should continue their studies without interruption.
South Sudan National Police Service spokesperson Major General Daniel Justin says police were deployed to the campus after receiving a call from Vice Chancellor Professor John Akech.
Akech has reported the situation, and we, the police, we are the one to assess the security situation. So we make precautions, but what happened is that the fight is still to be confirmed. So our people are on the ground and will be sending us the details.
James Duor, another dismissed student, says today's police action at the university was uncalled for.
What happened today is really embarrassment and too much humiliation on the national figures that will change this country. So now, if you look at the gates, now they have transferred all the colleges outside and the food camps. And your college will be represented with the camp and they put something there. Notice that this one is this college. If you come with a receipt and you don't have ID, definitely you will first go there and you go back home until your ID will be out. Akej already privatized the university and chancellor is keeping quiet. We are calling upon the chancellor to make decision over this.
Duor accused Professor Akej of hiking tuition fees in the midst of an economic crisis in the country and forcing students admitted under the government's scholarship program to pay fees meant for private students. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayar in Juba.